This is U.S. Political and Civic Daily Scan from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. Today's scan centers on a new Kennedy Center board vote with legal consequences, unresolved federal election rules ahead of the midterms, and deadlines that could affect trade and health coverage. It also tracks two near-term special elections that will fill a House seat in California and set a Senate nominee in South Carolina. The popular derecho video was checked first as a lead, but it did not meet the national political or civic news standard for the debate spotlight. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1, Debate Spotlight. Kennedy Center Board again backs a two-year closure and a Trump inscription. The Kennedy Center Board voted Thursday to move ahead with a two-year closure of the main performing arts building for renovations and to add President Donald Trump's name to its facade. The action follows a federal judge's May decision blocking the board's earlier closure plan. In July, the D.C. Circuit also refused to let the center restore Trump's name while the appeal continues. What to watch? Watch for a formal board announcement, a detailed renovation and operations plan, and any request for the federal judge to enforce or revise the earlier order. The pending appeal over the Trump name could also determine whether the inscription may remain. Headline 2. Supreme Court has not acted on the administration's mail voting emergency request. As of Friday, August 14th, the Supreme Court docket shows no ruling on the Trump administration's July 27th request to revive parts of its election executive order before the November 3rd midterms. California and other states filed their response on August 3rd. Lower court limits on the plan remain in place while the court considers the request. What to watch? The next major event is a Supreme Court order granting, denying, or partly granting the emergency request. States may also face separate court fights if federal agencies issue more detailed implementation rules. Headline 3. Medicaid cutoff for some transgender minor care remains set for October 13th. The Trump administration says Medicaid will stop paying for gender-affirming surgeries and hormone treatment for transgender minors on October 13th. It says the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, will no longer cover the same care for people under 19. The administration said mental health services would remain covered and described a later phase-out for some existing hormone treatment patients. What to watch? Watch for written CMS implementation instructions to states, details on exceptions and transition rules, and lawsuits challenging the policy. Families using Medicaid or CHIP should check directly with their state program and care team before assuming coverage will continue or end. Headline 4. Additional 50% tariffs on listed Canadian goods are due to begin August 19. President Trump's July proclamations impose an additional 50% import duty on certain Canadian goods beginning at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on August 19. The new duties cover listed products, not every import from Canada. The White House says the action responds to what it calls unfair Canadian treatment of U.S. dairy, vehicle, and alcohol-related commerce. What to watch? Watch for customs implementation guidance, product-specific questions about the annexes, and any Canadian response before Tuesday's effective date. The key deadline is August 19, not today. Headline 5. Press groups challenge paid early access to Trump policy posts on Truth Social. The Intercept and the Freedom of the Press Foundation sued President Trump, White House aides, and the Executive Office of the President on Wednesday over Truth API, a paid service from Trump Media that gives subscribers faster access to Truth Social posts. The groups ask the court to stop the arrangement and the company's exclusive early access to the president's posts. Trump Media says fast access information services are common and argues the lawsuit is an attempt to silence the president. What to watch? Watch for the case number and first court filings in the Southern District of New York, including whether the plaintiffs seek an immediate temporary order. Headline 6. California's 14th District special House election is Tuesday, August 18th. Voters in California's 14th Congressional District will elect a U.S. House member in a special general election on Tuesday, August 18th. The district is entirely within Alameda County. The vacancy followed former Representative Eric Swalwell's resignation, And the California Secretary of State lists the certified candidates and voting resources for the election. What to watch? Watch turnout and the unofficial count beginning after polls close on August 18th, followed by the county canvass and the state certification process. Headline 7. South Carolina Republicans head to an August 25th Senate runoff. Interim Senator Darlene Graham and U.S. Representative Ralph Norman advanced from South Carolina's Republican special primary and will meet in a statewide runoff on August 25th. The contest will choose the Republican nominee for the November 3rd special general election for the Senate seat left vacant by Senator Lindsey Graham's death. Democrat Annie Andrews has already secured the Democratic nomination. What to watch? Watch turnout and campaigning through August 25th, then the runoff result and the November general election matchup. Voters should check their registration and polling place details through the State Election Commission. Now, let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate spotlight. Kennedy Center Board again backs a two-year closure and a Trump inscription. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about federal memorial governance, court orders, and public cultural institutions. Debate spotlight. Kennedy Center Board again backs a two-year closure and a Trump inscription.
Let's stick to this federal memorial governance, court orders, and public cultural institutions story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on federal memorial governance, court orders, and public cultural institutions. I hear that cost worry. But look at what's already happening here. The Kennedy Center Board voted Thursday to move ahead with a two-year closure of the main performing arts building for renovations and to add President Donald Trump's name.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. This is more than a fight over a sign. The Kennedy Center is a federally created memorial to President John F. Kennedy and a major national arts institution.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. This is more than a fight over a sign. The Kennedy Center is a federally created memorial to President John F. Kennedy and a major national arts institution.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular federal memorial governance, court orders, and public cultural institutions plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Use an action pack to run deeper cited research on candidates, ballot measures, public officials, and local political news. Now back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this federal memorial governance, court orders, and public cultural institutions story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that, for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch for a formal board announcement, a detailed renovation and operations plan, and any request for the federal judge to enforce or revise the earlier order.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.